You're listening to the postseason of Pod of Wonder, where we do things other than what we normally do. Hello, Wanderers. This week marks the beginning of our postseason. First up, we have our outtakes, some of the side conversations we have before or during episodes. There's also a nice bit of world building from our Wanderhome game that we ended up not using because it sounded too depressing. I usually cut these things out because I like to keep a tight edit on things. If a podcast is going to be more than 45 minutes, it better be a good podcast. And, well, we're Pod of Wonder. Oh, that reminds me, I've also included all of these self-deprecating slogans we've given ourselves over the season. Enjoy.
Wonder, a podcast where we do a thing with things.
Yeah. What would you call this genre? Like, wholesome fantasy?
Wholesome animal.
Animal
fantasy, though, sounds... just a weird... I don't like those two words together for some reason. And I'm Eddie. And I immediately lost the train of thought. It's my brain not do too good this morning. You're far more responsible than I am, and I am definitely in the mode of, fuck it till Monday. I guess.
If it wasn't that we have to get like a prototype of the site to the clients on Monday, I would also be putting it off till then.
But so that means you're definitely filling yourself up with pod juice.
By pod juice you mean coffee, yes. It is a substance.
That's filling you with the necessary chemicals required to podcast.
Yeah. Exactly.
There are several chemicals required for podcasting. Caffeine is one of them.
Since we're aiming for 6 episodes, let's maybe come up with 2 more and we can kind of, we'll roll
for it.
Theme
park.
Theme park.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe, and what about maybe the capital city since they're exploring a continent?
Uh-huh.
Do we have Children's Burn Ward? Is that in there? Or is that not the mood you guys are going for?
Oh, okay. Seasons 1 through 3. Maybe. This one, not so much.
Gotcha. Off base. Okay, gotcha.
Riddle me this, Robin. Is that, in fact, a deep cut reference to the 6-episode Clerks animated series?
It is.
Oh, my God.
No. Jesus. It's like, Children's Burn Ward is very specific.
This is the fucking references episode, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time till Clone High is going to pop back up, but we'll deal with that when we deal with it.
Morpheus, what are you doing?
Cat things, parents. Huh. I'm the mighty Morpheus, and I do cat business where I please, parent.
Oh, he's such a troublemaker. Yeah, I'm talking to you. He looked over at me when I said troublemaker.
Motherfucker, I know. So apparently the Great Auk did make it into Doctor Who continuity in one of the audio dramas where it depicts the killing of the final breeding pair.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jesus.
Which doctor, though?
Let's see. Last chance. It's one of the audiobooks.
No, Eddie. Which doctor audiobook, though? Which doctor was it, Eddie? Your research.
I'm doing it.
God, Eddie.
Was it an old man or a time-traveling boyfriend? Oh, we need to know.
You're making me go. Make me go to the fucking TARDIS data core wiki. The doctor. And it doesn't tell me which doctor. Jesus.
Are you serious? I'm stepping
tenth,
in
Excuse
here.
Me, it's 10th doctor.
I'm stepping out of the article.
Okay,
10th doctor. Yeah.
Time-traveling boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Wow. They named a cigarette company after this fucking bird.
Oh my God.
Yeah, now you know what? I need to close this tab. I'm just going down a rabbit hole of vintage cigarette pins.
Apparently, they used to include great cards and cigarettes, and there's a whole like thing of like Great Auk cigarette cards.
Keep the kids entertained while they're smoking those cigarettes.
Oh my God.
Look at this pretty picture, Johnny, while you're at the wall. Look at the Great Auk. I've got a girl back home. Just like staring at the Great Auk picture.
Yeah.
Think about my girl, Sally. That's a damn Great Auk, Johnny. Says you. I love her.
Don't you talk about her that way.
Cue Eddie being drunk at 2 a.m. searching eBay for Great Auk cigarette card.
Don't, Danny. Don't. The idea is already in there. Don't make it stronger. Danny, did you let Morgan know how we wrote them off for the second part of the episode?
I did not.
You know, it'd be weird if you didn't know what happened to you going into the episode. So, we just said Gina came by and ate you.
Okay.
Power of podcasters. I guess we had to. I'm guessing Robin's gone for this episode because law of equivalent exchanges. We needed to give one up to bring you back.
Right. I also have this weird metal arm now, but
I don't measure anything out either. I'm just kind of like, fuck it. This seems like the right amount.
That's how I do it. Most of the time, it works.
Sometimes it's only slightly burnt. And there's only a little bit of a smoke detector flare up.
Those are flavor sirens.
That's right. All three flavor sirens throughout the house are going off. That means this is tasty.
Okay. It's called the blue-faced honey eater, but its diet consists of pollen, berries, nectar, and it only eats honey from, like, human campsites. I laid out a piece of pizza on the street and a rat ate it. This must be the pizza-eating rat.
I'm calling myself the honey eater now because the blue-faced pollen berry nectar eater just wasn't catching on. I get gaming without a mic. I used to not do that on Overwatch, but only recently did I, like, I was like 1 or 2 in the morning and I chimed in. And it was actually kind of pleasant because it was a lot of very polite but very straightforward Scandinavian sounding dudes.
Aww,
directing
nice.
Like a bunch of, like, I guess it sounded like 8 to 12-year-olds who are all like at somebody's house sharing a controller.
That is adorable.
I know, but it wasn't, you know, like I guess there was no room for those 8 to 12-year-olds in a room causing nonsense. Yeah. These Swedes were going to wreck shop. And yeah. They weren't going to have any problems. Meanwhile, the drunk pothead who's off to the side, just kind of bebopping and scatting around and half paying attention. So,
yeah,
twist, I was the problem.
I mean, that is the best time to play Overwatch, is when the American children are not playing. Like, no, guys, I'm a Genji main. Trust me.
A lot of direction heading and a lot of agreement. I did not turn my microphone on, though. I only listened.
Just do what the Scandinavians tell you to do.
Yep. They say I need a healer. I don't need to say, I got this. Where are you?
All my mic usage in games are revolved around sexual harassment. So I don't really do that often. And even at times when it is pleasant and people are pleasant, I get random friend invites because they're like, a girl, I must friend her. And I'm like, I don't fucking know you. There was one time where I was playing Dota. I was top lane. I was playing a hero that if he died, he gets revived. So I was baiting some people, but none of my team were coming. And I was past the second tower. So I was desperate. So I used Mike and I was like, team. And they're like, oh, look, are you 10 years old? And I'm like, sure. Whatever, just come and help me. Yeah. So I have mistaken for children. That was a pleasant interaction.
You know what? I feel like that gets a little more wholesome results than anything else.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't the least bit offended. It's like, you quit typing in chat and asking if my agent TP to tower, please. We can team wipe them. Please, team, please. I'm peeing ferociously. My ult is up. Please, come back. Come
sure.
Here.
Y'all want to believe a 10-year-old is the one leading this goddamn team to victory? All right. Y'all take that shame with you, but as long as it gets the job done.
One thing I forgot to mention, in our first recording, Morgan had to leave because they forgot they had other plans. And so our justification for them disappearing mid-episode was that you ate them, Gina.
Oh, we're still doing that. Yes.
At some point, you could just make some sort of like, oh, hello, Morgan, followed by like loud eating noises.
I can do that now.
Yeah, we put too much into that bit to be able to edit around it, so.
Okay.
Did Gina return to eat Morgan?
Gina came back to return Morgan to us, but in exchange ate Robin.
Yeah, but why is Morgan missing this time around?
They're still digesting in my digestive system, if you are calling it that. It is more of a singularity than what you typically humans have in your tummy.
What if Morgan left their wallet? And had to go back.
You just have Gina on. It doesn't have to be.
I know, but we already set the precedent since Gina has been introduced this season off episode.
It's a different Gina every season, though.
So that was last season's Gina. Now we're introducing multiple Ginas in the same timeline. Mm.
Crisis on Infinite Ginas.
I can do different voices.
That's your bit now. Every episode, new Gina.
New voice every episode.
Yeah, that's a bit you want to commit to, right, Gina? We're still remote recording, so honor system on the not having really.
That's right. I thought we were keeping up some sort of ruse that we were in some sort of studio, but no, we never introduced that idea. So
Something we would do, but I don't think we actually did it.
It sounds like something we would do and then lose track of at this point in the season instead of the other way around.
There we go. There is an upcoming film about Mary Annings. Starring Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan, and it introduces a lesbian romance subplot, which I don't think I can find any sort of factual basis for in the article, but I'm into it.
That's
not in a creepy way.
Yeah.
Pot of wonder.
No, that sounds fun. Wow, that sounded even creepier, me saying that. Wow, and I didn't mean it in that way. I'm just going to stop talking.
Yeah.
It's like that meme with the cat superimposed over explosions. Except the explosions are terrible web design.
Mm-hmm. Kitty SD. So,
what?
PTSD, but it's a pun. I don't have to explain it, do I?
PodTSD.
Kitty SD.
Post-traumatic search disorder.
The cat has PTSD. You know what?
I know.
I'm going to draw attention to your unintentional pun of right off the bat. All right.
Careful, that's like 3 seconds away from drifting into Everybody Loves Raymond.
No. Because I was thinking it would be fun to be a snail until I read the part about not being able to be a bug. So turtle is like an upgraded snail.
That tracks.
Cool, I'll be a turtle. And that'll just give me a good
slow voice trope. I can just talk like this the whole time, like every turtle is vocalized in everything.
I need a voice for him, but as Danny and I learned last night, me doing accents, and Maria as well learned, me doing accents drifts into other accents that are even worse.
Oh, look, yeah. All of us got that regional by dimorphism accent. What is it called, Danny? Accent dimorphism.
Yeah, the familiar unofficial term is wandering voice.
Wandering voice.
Mine wandered from Italy to Jamaica, and
like I've got a handful of accents or voices that I know are very consistent for me. Like Valley Girl, that's a rock. That is a fucking anchor.
Oh my god,
Valley Girl don't go nowhere.
Can we please hear a little of that?
Oh my god, I can totally just like ramble on like this, like all the fucking time. Like, yeah.
Oh my god, that's too good.
I can like read a whole book like this. Oh my god, yeah.
Please don't.
I'm like so good at this. Yeah. Hello.
Well done.
Unfortunately, like none of my NPCs are like, you know, can fit like a Valley Girl because I've been like DMing like a lot of like fantasy stuff. One of these days I'll like do like one of them like high school like, you know, themed things, and like I'll totally use this voice, but like otherwise it's just like gonna waste.
I'm gonna say he one of his lessons learned is your heroes can't be trusted, and that's because he was raised by giraffes and did not realize he was not a giraffe until they told him when he was 18.
Son, we have something to tell you. You know how we eat leaves from trees? And you always throw up after you eat leaves from trees.
It's because my stomach likes them too much.
No.
What, is it because of the arm things? I don't have four legs like you guys? I promise these will grow in. I'm trying real hard to stretch every day.
I know. And it's giving you real good upper body strength. But I feel like the fact that you have an upper body might be a bit of a giveaway. Like using page 15, the arriving somewhere new will make our town that way.
Ooh, I want to roll for it.
Yeah.
Can I roll? Okay, first D6.
Let's roll on a chart.
A 5. Sprawling. Second D6 is a 3. Furnace. It's a sprawling furnace.
Okay. That place sounds horrible.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
This sounds sucks, you know.
Okay. All right. I'll re-roll. First D6 is a 3. Crossroads. Second D6 is a 6. C. We're about a C.
I like rambling furnace. I don't know what a crossroads C is like.
Yeah,
I
kind of like it? The
like sprawling furnace,
a giant like a factory town,
yeah,
and like fall,
yeah, a giant factory
and
town.
Fall is
yeah.
kind of symbolic of when they're kind of like changing over and taking a rest before mm-hmm. they start, you know, before they pack up the factory for the winter months.
Yeah, maybe I have to get the wool mm-hmm. Processed into fabric or something
for the city creation. Like we're gonna do like 2 or 3 of these. One of them is gonna be literal, which I guess is the sprawling furnace. Okay. And the others are going to be thematic, more like things that are like metaphorically reflected in this town. Like if we got a monastery, maybe it's sort of like work is like the religion in the town, or it's like stuff like that.
I like that, but and like this is as tied to their religion, you know, the idea of a day of rest sort of thing. Like maybe it's more their season of rest.
Yeah.
That's
because it's more expensive to run the factories when it's colder.
Do we want to actually roll or pretend we rolled and say monastery?
Danny, if I could interrupt real quick, we didn't. Sure. We did do kind of a monastery in one episode of the show.
Well, it's more of a thematic monastery than a literal one.
Okay, I'm going to roll the first dice. It's a 1. I'm going to roll the second dice. It's a 3.
Monastery. Crushed it. Gonna leave all that in.
Pot of wonder. Gonna leave all that in.
Okay.
Oh, let's, God. That sounded worse when it came out of my mouth.
That sounded worse when it came out of my mouth. Pot of wonder.
Yeah. Okay. Why don't we actually roll for the second one? I mean, why don't we roll for the second one?
Okay, first roll, D6, is a 4.
Lonely.
All right, second roll is a 1.
Cave.
Okay.
So a factory that's like a lonely cave.
I mean, there's got to be artist rooms and stuff.
I'm getting kind of the image of a very big city with very few people in it. And all the people are working really hard because, like, the work they're doing is important and they have to, but there's not enough people to do the job they're doing.
A lot of it could be automated, too.
Maybe at one point everything was very automated, so that's why they were able to be very industrious and working with, like, so few people. But it's, like, maybe slowly breaking down. And maybe, like, the inventor died years and years ago and they can't figure out how to upgrade it or to, like, you know, update it to the time. So it's a lack of labor.
It's so melancholy. I like it.
And maybe, like, it's lots of really tall buildings so that they'd all kind of, like, cast a shadow down at street level. And, you know, without much, like, electric light sources, the whole place is just very, like, dark and kind of straying away from wholesome, but, like, dark and foreboding.
I was imagining, like a dwarven city, right? They build it in a mine. Like, mm-hmm. It's deep, deep underground. So that would be, that's what I like, cave.
I like the imagery, the mental imagery of, like, rusting spires shooting way up into the sky.
Yeah, because when things are outdoors, they're exposed to a lot more elements that can kind of wear them down. Like a lot of like rust and abrasion and God, we did kind of roll some like kind of vaguely depressing stuff.
Do you want to start build again?
Yeah, it's starting to get sad and depressing, and the tiny bit of joy was probably going to be a festival tinted by elements of sadness.
All right, let's keep Let's keep that town for something different, because I like it.
Gina, why don't you roll on the Table of Natures to see what kind of town we're going to?
I am very happy to. My first roll is a 4, lonely.
Okay.
My second roll is 2, graveyard.
I'm going to try rolling.
I remember one time there was like Pot of Wonder, step into Russell and Morgan's bedroom and say something. And I was like, what are you talking about? I was just like, silence and fear.
So should we come back now? Wow, Danny, that was informative. Thanks for that.
Thanks. I definitely improvise all of that. It's right off the dome.
I honestly couldn't tell, Danny. It was spectacular. It's almost like it was scripted much later and read and spliced in.
Thanks.
I understand everything so much better now.
That's the ticket.
Yep.
Delicious.
What? Oh!
Nothing.
Hey! Sorry, those were little sound bites for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I can just splice those in wherever I need. Just get some reaction clips from everybody. Oh no.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hey, yo.
Butts.
Uh-huh, ooh. Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Slower.
Danny, that's for the OnlyFans. Save that for the money-making content.
First we need to get fans, then we can have an OnlyFans. You have anything to say for the microphone? Quality content.
Ooh, later I guess we'll have to think about which kind of fry is the best.
Oh, it's waffle. That's a shoo-in. Or those really right? Skinny fries, you know what I'm talking about? The ones where it barely even got a center. Yeah, shoestring. Yeah, oh yeah, those are pretty good. But it's real hard to pull off. That's why I didn't put that as like, you know, a shoo-in. Waffle fries, pretty hard to mesh them up.
I'd rather have a steak fry than a waffle fry.
What world would you rather have a steak fry? That's not even a fry. What's wrong with, you know what?
You know how much sauce you can dip up with a
waffle fry? You can get just as much. They have better structural integrity than a steak fry with less starch in it.
In high school, I made a southern poutine, which was made with steak fries, sausage gravy, and cheddar cheese. And it is the kind of decadent mess that only a teenager's metabolism can handle. But steak fries were integral to that because only they could handle the heft of a good thick gravy.
God damn it, Danny. Now I want those things that I can't have. Fuck you for just putting... God damn it. I need to find gravy fast and not South Philly gravy.
Hmm.
A gravy fry.
A gravy fry. As a Marylander, a gravy fry... As much as a crab is in my soul.
Oh yeah, Old Bay.
Yeah, great gravy fry with some Old Bay.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Stop.
All right, let's go. Listen, let's move on because we're all fucking hungry. And the sooner we get done with this, the sooner we can goddamn eat. Moment of realness, I'm really goddamn hungry. And we're talking about gravy fries, which I think I'm not getting until at least tomorrow.
So anyway, Pot of Wonder, Fat Cat Chat.
Pot of Wonder, a podcast.
A heated blanket of a person. Oh my god. Oh.
Pot of Wonder.
Welcome to another episode of Eddie's Thought Vomit.
Pot of Wonder.
Then I did drugs and got better. Pot of Wonder.
There'll be context later. Pot of Wonder.
More World's Fair, less Murder Hotel. Pot of Wonder.
So let's get trashed and talk trash about Jennifer.
Pot of Wonder?
Pot of Wonder, get funky with it.
Pot of Wonder. Insert self-deprecating remark here.
As long as you download it, you can sit on it as long as you want. Pot of Wonder. Nobody say anything funny. Pot of Wonder. Nope, we're going full Bosch.
Putting the high in Hieronius.
Mm-hmm. Pot of Wonder.
So we're cool, but not popular. pot of wonder.
You know what? We're so into it that we have realistic expectations about how many other people care. Pot of wonder. Oh God, I've complicated it further. Pot of wonder.
This has been Pod of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Pod of Wonder. I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs. And you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Morgan. You can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning and on Instagram at MorganTheFay.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd. You can find the games I make at Strange But True Games. Look for the Flying Butt logo.
Our opening theme is Opening, and our closing theme is Glue Glue, both by Komiku.